Fiona Kelly is back now with her second look at this morning's papers.
There are a lot of pictures of young men wearing balaclavas or face coverings on today's front pages. Bar the Irish Times, all of the papers in the Republic are leading with yesterday's violent clash at the former Crown Paints unit in Coolock in North Dublin during a protest against the proposed housing of international protection applicants in the disused factory. Day of Mayhem, that's the lead headline in the Irish Independent, which runs under a picture of a man in a red puffer jacket wearing a balaclava who has just thrown a rock, which can be seen hurtling through the air towards Gardaí, who are using plastic shields to protect themselves. The same man also features in a picture on the front of the Irish Sun, in which himself and another man are standing facing Gardaí. Clash and burn is the headline there. Another missile can be seen hurtling through the air. This time it's a brick on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Deplorable is the one word headline chosen by that paper this morning. Mob law is the headline in the Irish Daily Star. It's mob fury in the Irish Daily Mirror. And in common with the Irish Examiner, that paper runs with the picture in its front page of a man on the ground being detained by Gardaí. All papers report that 15 people were arrested and charged with public order offences at a special court sitting last night. The Examiner, meanwhile, reports that Gardaí are trying to identify those behind the arson attack at the factory. Elsewhere this morning, the Times leads with Donald Trump's selection of the Republican senator from Ohio and his one-time critic, J.D. Vance, as his running mate. The Irish News builds its lead story around the online racist abuse which 19-year-old Jay Basra, a candidate for the UUP, received during the recent general election. A student at Queen's, Mr. Basra describes himself as Punjabi British. Graduates in Northern Ireland are leaving university with an average student loan debt of more than £25,000, according to the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. Most of today's papers give coverage to the selection of Hazel Chu as the Green Party's candidate to retain Eamon Ryan's seat in Dublin Bay South. There's a picture of a basket which contains flowers and candles and other items, as well as framed photos of Donal Scanlon and Alex Warnick, the two homeless men in their 40s who died in the Grand Canal in Dublin earlier this month in today's Times. Pia Gallagher describes how the basket near the Charlemont Lewis stop has become an improvised shrine to the two men. Objections lodged by residents who live near the Google campus at the old Boland's Mill site in Dublin 4 to plans to turn an area on the ground floor into a pub is covered in a number of today's papers. And there's a story on page 3 of today's Independent about a startup company in Japan which has launched an app allowing users to meet, date and even marry an AI bot. The piece notes that Japan is a country which battles high levels of social isolation, partly attributed to its culture of long working hours. Also in The Independent, Ralph Regal has a piece about the prospect that many Cork and Clare GAA fans hoping to get tickets for this year's hurling final are likely to be disappointed. Regal writes that the demand for tickets reported by some Cork clubs is 2,000% higher than their allocation, while an official in Clare is quoted saying that he doesn't think there'll be anybody left in the village of Six Mile Bridge over the weekend. Such is the demand there. And finally, if you're planning to visit Dingle this summer, the Star reports on a new sea safari trip on offer after local fishermen spotted humpback whales off the stretch of coastline, which for so long was synonymous with Fungi the dolphin. We're told that whales the size of tour coaches have been spotted on some of these trips and that visitors have been wowed by the sight of them breaching the water and putting on impressive aquatic displays.
Fiona, thank you very much.